Water quality is on the agenda from every perspective, whether it's political, whether it's urban, whether it's rural. And there is no doubt, we've got to improve the quality of the water that leaves our catchments. To me, the most obvious way of doing that is really managing the runoff that's coming off every property. And I realise, as well as any, that for some, it's we can't manage 100% of that event, but for a lot we can. And if it means that we can manage 60, 70, 80% of what's coming off, we're managing that before it leaves the property. And that way, the sediments can be settled out, those nutrients can be settled out, those herbicides can be settled out before they leave the farm. And I don't think there's a farmer, out there that really wants, to be in a situation where they're banded as, doing damage to the environment. And more importantly, to the Great Barrier Reef. It's something that I think most people value in a whole, whole way of approach, sort of thing.
The concept you're talking about catching water, it's not actually new and unproven, is it? You have essentially the water that's running off your property or off a district goes into a lake or a pond of some sort. The water sits there, the sediments, everything falls to the bottom, and you deal with it that way, and then the fresher or cleaner water flows out the other side.
That's exactly
It's
right.
not complex.
No, it's not complex, and there are systems out there that are already doing that, What we need, to take this sort of, a big sort of a more wider approach than what's currently being done, there needs to be support to allow farmers to actually do that, And to me, it's the first real step of managing water quality that's coming off the farms,
Support. I think we're going to get touching on money there. So, because building that kind of system on every farm, it's expensive. Who should pay for it?
Well, look, it's like everything. It needs co-investment. Support from whoever can support that area, and obviously the farmer will also got to put his hand in his pocket as well. But look, we're talking about a concept that's a win-win for not only the farming community but also for the community in general. So, I think there isn't any person out there who wants to see, the Great Barrier Reef being affected in any way. I think it's, we've got to approach this as a one-all type system. So,
Because the two levels of government spend literally hundreds of millions of dollars, or have committed hundreds of millions of dollars to the health of the Great Barrier Reef, you're saying some of that government money should go towards the kind of concept you're talking about.
Yeah, and look, and I'm aware that some of it already does, but I mean, we've only sort of only touching the surface here. This needs to be much wider spread and much more broadly approached to get more of these trapping systems in place. And that's the only way we're going to get an effect. Like, if 5% of the growing community does it, well, yeah, you've still got 95% that has an ill effect, So if 60% do it, well, then you're starting to get a real measure. And the higher that number, the better off it's going to be.